Welcome to Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. I believe that we all yearn for a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the universe. Ascension offers us a pathway to transcendence, inviting us to elevate our consciousness and expand our awareness. Throughout history, various cultures and traditions have embraced ascension practices, and what it means to spiritually evolve. But what exactly is ascension, and how can we harness its power in our daily lives? Today, I'd like to share some techniques that I've practiced over many years, 25 minimum, that I believe will have a profound impact on your spiritual journey. So let's dive in and get dimensional. We're going to get into some really great techniques. But before we do that, I think it's really important, and I truly recommend that you do an I Am Presence connection before you start each technique. For those of you who haven't done one before, I'm just going to do a fast one. And for those of you who are used to doing the 20-minute version, you can adopt this technique when you're in a hurry. I will put the meditation for the 20-minute I Am Presence connection below. It's an awesome meditation, and it will help you connect to different parts of your beingness. Our I Am Presence is the highest aspect of ourselves in another dimension that supports us in many other dimensions. I'd like you to just take a minute and get really comfortable. Sit down. If you're driving, you obviously are not going to do this component. Just sit down and relax. I'm going to walk you through this. It won't take but a couple minutes, and at least you'll be connected when you listen to the techniques. I'd like you to imagine a beautiful golden light from the center of the earth moving up to your tailbone. You can imagine that you have an anchor, and the gold light is coming up the anchor and it's going into your tailbone. As you breathe in, imagine the gold light from the center of the earth moving up to your heart. And as you exhale, just fill your heart with this beautiful golden grounding light of Mother Earth. On the next in-breath, bring your gold up to the top of your head, right to your crown chakra. And as you exhale, let the gold light spill out of your crown chakra, all around your aura. We're going to allow this light to journey with us. The gold light is going to travel to the part of you that is your high self. This is the part of you that is your inner guidance, that knows your divine plan. Just let the gold light connect to your high self. And now allow the gold light to keep traveling to the part of you that is pure love and light, your I Am Presence that lives in the aura of the divine. Imagine holding hands with this being of light that is the higher aspect of you. And allow the gold light to travel from your heart into your I Am Presence. And now we're going to ask the white light of Source and Universal Consciousness to flow into the I Am Presence, out its heart, and into yours. Just feel the connection, the safety, the love, the joy of connecting at that level. This is where you would start to do any of the following ascension techniques, because this will allow you to connect with the other beings that we're going to talk about at this level. For those of you who want to take notes and pay more attention to the podcast, you can just allow that white light to travel back to your body and into your heart. And just come fully back into your body. You can always listen to this podcast again and take notes later if you like. Okay, let's talk about, I'm going to number these. I think I'll just number them. Ascension technique number one. What you would do is call forth a matrix removal program. And the ascended master that you're going to work with, his name is Dwakul. He's one of the most wonderful spiritual beings from the hierarchy. And he's been given permission to actually pull fear-based programs out of our unconscious minds and our four-body system. This is basically done like a gardener pulling weeds from the earth. From a clairvoyant point of view, the fear-based programs look like dark black weeds with roots. And this new program that's been developed by Dwakul, Matrix Removal Program. So you call in Dwakul from your I Am Presence level and ask him to implement the Matrix Removal Program. And this will help you remove fear-based programs. And these fear-based programs can help you release. You can be as specific as you want, but you don't need to know what your programs are. You just need to be in a willing state to release and let them go. You may even get a dream that night that relates to it. And if you don't, it's okay because Dwakul will do the job. You just need to ask him to use the matrix removal program on you. I'm also going to suggest that you do these in the order that I'm talking to you about them. The next technique, we'll say number two, is you call forth Lord Metatron and you ask for 100% light quotation to increase. This will assist you in purification and release. It'll help you let go of old patterns, traumas, attachments, things that are no longer serving your highest good. This clearing process allows you to come into greater alignment with your authentic self and your soul's purpose. Now, I know that some of you are going to say 100% light quotation. I want to increase it by 1,000%. I will say, please be careful. If you blow out too many patterns at once, you may come into a healing crisis. You might end up hurting yourself. Just go slowly. You've survived this long. You've had these patterns this length of time. It's okay if they last another week. Seriously, 100% light quotation increase is enough. Again, I Am Presence. Hold hands with Lord Metatron and ask him for the 100% light quotation increase. Who is Lord Metatron anyway? He's an archangel and he's basically kind of like the scribe of God. He facilitates spiritual transformation and ascension. He guides higher consciousness, self-realization. His energy helps accelerate, clear, and align us with our soul's purpose. He's also a guardian of the Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records are kind of like a database or library, which contains information of all our thoughts, actions, events throughout our soul incarnations of every incarnation we've ever had. And Lord Metatron oversees that knowledge and wisdom. He's also a really benevolent teacher and offers a lot of spiritual guidance and support for people who are seeking enlightenment and personal growth. And You may have heard of Metatron's cube, which is an aspect of sacred geometry. And he holds these geometric patterns that can be composed of interconnected spheres and lines, and they create symbols and help the underlying order and structure of the universe. He's a pretty big player. He came in and started working with me 24 years ago. And he's in and out of my life, but he's always there and he's pretty powerful. So I definitely suggest doing an I am and connecting with him. Ascension technique number 3. There is something called a microtron, and it's also an invention by Lord Metatron. It's a type of energy that is a particle accelerator. It operates on the principle of accelerating charged particles, typically electrons, using electromagnetic fields. It's a type of energy that's a lattice work, and it's laid down over your energy field and allows for availability of the highest levels of ascension energy that you can possibly receive. So you're not going to receive more than you can take. It's called the microtron. So you would connect with Lord Metatron and you would ask him to use the microtron energy on you to accelerate your path. Ascension technique number 4. You're going to call on the light shower of Lord Melchizedek. This is like an energetic blessing that involves a transmission of divine light, wisdom, healing from the higher realms. And as you receive this light shower, you experience an expansion of awareness, heightened intuition, a deeper connection to higher dimensions and dimensional consciousness. It's an expanded awareness that helps your clarity, your insight, your understanding of spiritual truths, and begin with getting your light quotation of 100%, then using the microtron chip, and finally call in the light shower, and you'll see really huge healing effects on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Moving on, ascension technique, I think it's number 5. You're going to call forth the ascension energies themselves. So again, connect to your I am presence, call in any guides who can help you and support you with ascension energies. Allow the energy to come through your crown chakra. This is the energy of unity and oneness. And ultimately, the purpose of these ascension energies is to guide humanity towards unity, harmony, oneness, so that we can connect to all that is. And as we raise our vibration and embody higher levels of consciousness, it allows us to contribute to the collective shift so that we're all living in a more compassionate, loving, and enlightening society. All you do is connect with the ascension beings and then ask them to pour ascension energies on you. And that can be seen as a gold and white light moving from your I am presence through your crown, going to every cell in your entire body. Very simple. The next ascension technique is to connect with beings from the 12th dimension. You can imagine holding hands at your I am presence level with different evolved spiritual beings. You don't need to know who they are. Some are ascended masters, some are angels. They just exist in a state of unity consciousness, and they embody unconditional love, wisdom, and compassion. They're the source of inspiration for our spiritual path here in 3D, and they help us expand our consciousness. If you imagine holding hands with them and ask them to shower you with fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries from the 12th dimension, and then these fire letters, key codes, and geometric patterns will flow through your crown chakra and into all the different systems in your body, your organs, your energy meridians, your chakras, and help you attune to higher vibrations. What are these things, these fire letters and key codes? Fire letters are, they're symbols that hold energetic patterns, and they're encoded with information or things that help our cosmic blueprint. They're associated with the language of light and the language of creation, and they basically contain fundamental building blocks of all of creation. They help attune to higher frequencies and consciousness. Key codes. I work with a lot of key codes and symbols. Key codes are representations of energetic frequencies, and they are in numerical sequencing. You know how everything in the universe can be put into a mathematical numerical sequence? Well, key codes are like that too. They're numerical sequences that carry specific vibrational signatures, and they can unlock and activate dormant aspects of our consciousness. So when you're working with these 12 dimensional beings, you're asking them to pour in the fire letters, pour in the key codes, and sacred geometry. Sacred geometry is basically the study of geometric patterns and shapes and forms such as Flower of Life, Metatron's Cube. They're the building blocks of the cosmos, creation, and all that is. Again, you're basically asking the beings on the 12th dimension to shower you with fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometry. Don't worry about not knowing what they are. You may have visions of things. You may get information. It's not necessary, though. The next technique is calling forth the masters of the seven cosmic rays. I did a podcast on the seven cosmic rays. So you're basically wanting to connect with those beings. Again, I do it at the I Am Presence level. I hold hands with them. And then you ask them to shine a light on your third eye center and connect you to the rainbow bridge and the Antikorana light. And then it goes into your ascension column. Again, I call forth the ascended masters of the cosmic rays to shine through my third eye and connect the force of the rainbow bridge and the Antikorana into my light and my ascension column. Basically, just say that, connect with them at the I Am Presence. The Rainbow Bridge connects us to the earthly realm and the higher dimensions. So it's basically a pathway to ascension, and it helps connect our dimension to the other dimensions. The Antikorana connects lower parts of us to the multidimensional parts of ourselves, and it accelerates our spiritual evolution. I'm going to walk you through this meditation because it's really important. If you're still at your I Am Presence, that's great. If not, you need to bring that gold light up to your I Am Presence. I'd like you to find a comfortable spot, get quiet, sit or lie down, and take a few breaths to center and relax yourself. If you've done an I Am Presence connection, that's perfect. If not, I'd like you to connect to your I Am presence. I'd like you to visualize a bright column of light descending from the heavens above you and surrounding you in a cylinder of radiant energy. This is your ascension column. It's a channel of divine light and consciousness connecting you to higher realms. Call in the masters of the seven cosmic rays. All you have to do is say, "Please, masters of the seven cosmic rays, I invite you to join me and support me." I'd like you to envision a magnificent rainbow bridge stretching across the sky. It's arcing over your ascension column. You can imagine the colors of the rainbow shimmering and dancing in a vibrant energy. Each of these colors represent the seven cosmic rays: will, illumination, love, wisdom, harmony, service, transformation. Focus on this rainbow bridge, and again, call in the beings or the Chohan of the seven rays. Invite them to infuse the rainbow bridge with the pure essence of each ray, blending their energies with your ascension column. Feel the presence of the masters surrounding you, guiding you, supporting you, and allow love, power, and wisdom to flow from the rainbow bridge into your ascension column, activating and aligning your chakras and your energy centers with your divine plan. Now visualize an antakarana, the sacred thread of light, connecting the lower selves to the higher self of your realms. So you're seeing your lower bodies connecting to the higher dimensional aspects of yourself. And just imagine this luminous bridge weaving through the layers of your being, uniting your earthly consciousness with the divine essence, Source. As you breathe, allow the force of the rainbow bridge and the antakarana to merge and intertwine within your ascension column. It's creating a powerful conduit of light and consciousness, awareness. Allow yourself to bask in this radiance, this unified energy. Take a moment to infuse all the cells of your being with this love, grace, wisdom. And then give thanks. Give thanks to each of the masters of the seven rays for their guidance and for bridging the gap and anchoring all the wonderful qualities of the seven cosmic rays through the rainbow bridge and the antakarana into your ascension column. When you're ready, begin to bring your attention back into the room, feel your body, and take a breath. Welcome back, everyone. You're going to want to listen to this podcast a couple times or take notes and try the different techniques. I definitely encourage you to continue to start with the first one and work your way to what we've done. There are a lot more ascension techniques, but I'm only going to cover this amount because our attention spans are very short these days. I'd like to remind you that the key to ascension lies not only in the practices themselves, but the intention and the dedication that we bring to our practice. So as we step forward on our ascension journey, let us embrace each moment with an open heart and a curious mind. I want to thank you for joining me on Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Until we meet again, may you be blessed with peace, joy, and infinite blessings on your journey to ascension.